Hello, and welcome to Single Unexpectedly. What Facebook message fills me with the most anxiety? It's a surprise message from a long-lost companion, an old high school or college friend looking me up. It's not because I don't want to catch up with these dear friends and know what they've been doing all these years. Not that I'm not grateful that they thought enough of me to find me on the wide world of Facebook. No, it's that the conversations I have with them seem to follow the same depressing pattern. They all go something like this. Janice, I found you. It's so great to catch up with you. You too, Deborah. What have you been up to?
Well, I married Jake.
Oh, you two finally married, huh?
Yes, it's been 20 years in July. Can you believe it? Oh, it's been quite a journey.
I bet. And I see all those people in your profile pic.
Yes, meet Jake and the kids. That was our trip to the Grand Canyon last year. The kids are all growing up so fast. Jake Jr. is 18 and will be attending college this year. Sarah is 14, plays soccer, and is a straight-A student. Jessica is 12 and really involved in ballet. Boy, do they keep me busy. I feel like an unpaid shuttle driver sometimes.
Wow, I bet. You have very nice-looking and talented kids.
Thank you. So what have you been doing all these years? I noticed you use your maiden name on the Facebook page.
Oh, yeah, I never got married.
Oh, never? Oh, I didn't realize.
Yeah, never had kids either.
Oh, no kids? Oh.
Yeah.
But, I've been working. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I've been working. You know, in accounting. Working a lot. It's been a good, solid career, and,
Well, good. I'm glad. So glad that you're employed. Oh, so how are your parents? I haven't seen them in years. Your folks were so funny.
Yeah. They're dead.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear.
Yeah, both dead.
Well, do you have any hobbies?
These reunions on Facebook sometimes leave me feeling so dejected. That's because Facebook is a social site where the entire span of your life is reduced to a series of pictures. I don't have elegant wedding photos to display, or endearing pictures of me gazing at my newborn child in the hospital, or snapshots of my kids in school plays, or exotic pics of family vacations. It can seem sometimes like I've lived all these years and done absolutely nothing. Like I've been a complete failure at life. If you've ever felt this way as a longtime single, you can probably relate to that feeling of dread when your pastor starts a sermon series on Titus 2, Proverbs 31, or Ephesians 5, or when you must sit through yet another Hannah sermon on Mother's Day. These are times when the biblical roles of wife and mother are praised and exalted. Now, we should honor these roles in the church. The world knows nothing of the importance of godly motherhood or the great work of an exemplary wife. But hearing the wives and mothers in the church praised to the hilt for their godly biblical roles can make single, childless women like you and me feel, well, much less important, far less valuable, so much less biblical. Have you been working in a career year after year after year when you always expected you'd be home raising children? Does your life as a single working woman seem disappointing? Do you feel you're wasting precious years toiling in the office, the department store, the school classroom, the police station, the customer service booth, or wherever you're earning a living? I've had those feelings too. And a change of mindset is in order for both of us. Let's take a closer look at work. Our modern American culture values working as little as possible and enjoying leisure as much as possible. The typical American's most cherished dream is winning the lottery or inheriting a huge fortune from some distant relative so they never have to work again. But even though Christians don't hope for such a life of idle indulgence, we often don't view work as highly as we should. Besides being a way of earning money for you to live on, contribute to your church, and give to missionaries, you may see your job as nothing more than a necessary evil, an unfortunate result of the fall of man, and not how you had hoped to spend the years of your life. Contrary to popular opinion, however, work is not a result of the fall. Though work became more difficult as a result of the curse of sin, Genesis 3:17-18, God always intended for man and woman to work, to subdue the earth, Genesis 1:27-28. Our work pleases the Lord because whether we are creating products from raw materials, organizing and dispersing needed resources, or providing necessary services to others, we are subduing the earth, acting as God's representatives in the world, making it livable. Believe it. Your work pleases the Lord. It is just as biblical as the work of a wife or a mother. It fulfills your purpose as an image bearer of God in the world, Genesis 1:26-27. It is a way for you to love your fellow man by providing goods or services that he needs, Luke 10:27. It gives you something meaningful to do each weekday, 2 Thessalonians 3:6-12. And it allows you to interact with others, letting the light of Christ shine among them, and doing good so they can give glory to God, Matthew 5:14-16. Single sister, you are a child of God. And because of that, your life, even if it is not what you expect it to be, even if it's not Facebook compatible with beautiful pictures to share, is full, meaningful, and purposeful. It cannot possibly be wasted wherever God has you stationed. Don't feel guilty about continuing to pray for marriage and family, but don't despise the life that God has given you today. His gaze is upon you just as much as it is on his married daughters. He has you where he wants you now for his glory, in your job, in your neighborhood, in your church, spreading the fragrance of Christ to everyone you come across. Blessing, single sisters. You may not be married, but you are loved by God.